Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. In the early years of jazz fusion, the music was very experimental, adventuresome, improvisational, and often difficult for the average listener. During the 1970s and early 80s, a lighter side of jazz fusion emerged. Artists such as Earl Klugh, George Benson, Sade, Kenny G, Grover Washington Jr., and many others began playing this mellower, more commercially oriented music. It came to be called smooth jazz, with radio stations popping up and many artists moving in this direction. Music critics and jazz purists often criticize smooth jazz as being too commercial, like elevator music, and has lost the fire and creativity of jazz. Well, I won't argue with the critics, but I will say that smooth jazz is nice to listen to and the musicianship is often excellent. Let's begin this electronic jazz program with a popular smooth jazz piece by crossover flugelhorn player Chuck Mangione with Feel So Good of 1977. Then guitar man Earl Klugh will play Back in Central Park from the 1982 album Low Ride.
Thank you.
We are exploring jazz electronica on this program. George Duke plays a huge array of electronic keyboards as well as acoustic piano. You'll hear him on the piano on 6 o'clock from the album Snapshot of 1992. Sax man John Clemmer recorded Look to the Sky in 1968 from And We Were Lovers. Sometimes jazz artists put away their electronics and record on acoustic instruments. You'll hear Chick Corea on piano and Jean-Luc Ponty on violin from Corea's My Spanish Heart release of 1976 doing Armando's Rumba.
Thank you.
This is Electronic Jazz, hosted by Dr. Jazz. That's me. Marcus Miller is a multi-instrumentalist who is primarily an electric bassist, but also plays and records on keyboards, synthesizers, guitar, clarinet, and saxophones, and also does programming. Miller was born in Brooklyn in 1959 and is cousin to prominent mainstream pianist Wynton Kelly. Fender Guitars make several Marcus Miller signature electric basses. Here's Miller on Burning Down the House, playing six different instruments in 2001 from his second album. English pop group Swing Out Sister will do a jazzy piece, Twilight World, from their 1987 It's Better to Travel release. We'll be right back.
Before too long, don't be fooled.
The Rippingtons will begin this last set of electronic jazz with A Place for Lovers from their Weekend in Monaco release of 1992. Then trumpeter Rick Braun will play Green Tomatoes in 2003 from Esperanto. And this program will conclude with Dave Koz on his soprano sax doing Tender is the Night from Lucky Man of 1993.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.